Let's go to the phones. Rudy, Tim Carter, thanks a ton for calling WGRR. It's great to have you here. Hi, Rudy.
Hello there, Tim. How are you this morning?
I'm doing just wonderful. It's a great day up here in Cincinnati.
Okay, listen, I'm thinking of replacing my heat pump and air carrier.
Okay.
Now, the two or three units that I'm looking at is the Goodman, the carrier, and the Rheem.
Okay.
Now, what I don't understand, the Goodman still uses Freon.
Yeah, it's, let's see, it's not, we're in the process of phasing out. I've got a column on my website about that, about the timetable for where we're getting rid of those the Freons. But they're still going to be able. Here's what it is. It's kind of a phased out. In other words, right now you can still buy units that use, I think, R22.
Right.
Well, the government's not going to make the manufacturers stop making R22, because what happens if, like, you today buy a unit, this good one that uses that?
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, next month, you can't get Freon anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then, you know, that's not fair to you. So what the legislation is that after a given date, the manufacturers can no longer make and sell air conditioning units and heat pumps that require that Freon, you know, that type. So they have to start this gradual switchover. But for another 10 to 15 years, the people that bought units that still need it, they'll still be able to get the Freon. The Freon's still going to be made.
Okay.
Yeah. So
now,
go to my website. If you want, you really should go to my website, to my heating and cooling. I've got heating and air conditioning section.
Uh-huh.
And there's a column there. I forgot what it's titled. But I guarantee you, if you type in the word Freon, you know, Freon, in the search engine, that column's going to come up.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And you'll be able to actually read the timetable of when everything's getting phased in and phased out.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, if I go with the Goodman, I don't have to make much change in the plumbing from the air handler to the outside pump.
Right.
As opposed to going to the carrier or the Lennox or the Rheem, then I have to make some of the changes in the copper plumbing up in the loft.
Okay, now let me ask this question. I think this is important. How long do you think you might own this house?
Oh, until I die. I'm 78 now. So
okay, all right.
Another 10 years.
Okay, all right. Well, no, you're going to live longer than that. No, you're not going to go that quick, man. You still got a while to go, baby.
Okay.
Yeah, oh, yeah. No, don't think you're getting out of here that easy, baby. All right. The reason I ask that is that as time goes on, a really astute home inspector who would look at your system if you go with a good one,
mm-hmm,
will probably counsel a buyer saying, look, you're going to have to get a whole new system here because within X amount of months, you're not going to be able to get Freon anymore. You see what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And then you'll take a big hit on the sale price. But so in other words, if you were telling me that you were going to sell the house in 3 or 4 years, I'd say do the Goodman. But also, if you're going to go that, since you're going to go that far, if I were you, I'd go with the Goodman if you feel good about it. I don't have any trouble with that.
You okay?
Because you're going to stay in the house. You know what I'm trying to say?
Right.
And if you live another 20 years, which is possible with advancements in medicine, and then that heat pump gets to the end of its life and you need another one, by that time, you're going to be forced to get the other one anyway.
Okay.
So I would go with whatever one you want right now. That's most
all
affordable
right
for you.
I've done some reading, you know, on this Goodman. It's
mm-hmm
supposed to be an excellent, excellent unit.
Yeah, well, just then go with it.
Okay.
I have no problem with that. But like I said, you do have access to the Internet?
No, not really, no.
Well, the library does.
I don't want to get into all the advancements of science or technology and so forth. Actually, what I do is read the St. Petersburg Times.
Oh, it's a great paper.
When you write the article.
Great paper.
That's what I want to ask you. How come I can't have your address and write to you?
Well, tell that to the paper. They're supposed to publish it because I send them that address every week.
Them buggers don't put it in there.
Go complain. And here's the lady you should complain to. She's a very nice woman, Judy Stark.
Judy Stark.
Yeah, I mean,
hey,
you could
talk to her before about last year when you told me her.
Yeah, and you can, I mean, you tell her you like the column. Just say, I really, really love Tim's column, if you really do love it. But then just tell her, hey, I need to have the guy's address.
Okay.
You should just tell her, say, not all of us have the Internet.
Yes, sir.
All right, pal.
I'll do this then.
Rudy,
thank you so much.
Hey, call me any Saturday, buddy. I wish I could come down and see you.
Okay.
All right, pal.
Bye now.
Bye.